Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Good afternoon, Inspired listeners, and welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. We are, as always, so happy to be here with you every week, and today is no different. We're going to have an interesting show today, although I will admit we are having a little bit of issues trying to get our guest connected in, as he is calling in from or connecting with us from Sweden, which is really exciting. It's always, you know, exciting to have guests that call in from all over the world to share their wisdom with us. And it looks like Mark is on, so I'll be bringing Mark in just a moment. So that's what we're doing today. And thank you for being here with us. You can call us live today on our show at 202-570-7057. Or, of course, you can send through your questions or interact with us on Facebook. We're always checking Facebook throughout the show to see if anybody's written in with questions if you prefer not to call in live. If you'd like to learn more about the work that I'm doing in Richmond, Virginia, and also in L.A. when I'm there, you can find me at lovefirst.info, and you can reach out to me. I'd be happy to support you, or you can just introduce yourself. I love meeting the people in our community that follow us, but if you need support in the way of readings, energy healing, or hypnosis, I'd be happy to help support you with that. And interestingly enough, there seems to be an uptick in interest in hypnosis these days for all kinds of things. You'd be surprised as to what you can do when you start working with the power of your mind and the subconscious, and you tap into all of the inner wisdom that's already within you. If you'd like to interact with us on social media, you can do that as well. But I will bring on my lovely co-host from the Northwest up there in Seattle, Washington, the intuitive prospector, Mark Lanehart, to talk us through how you can find us on social media. Mark.
Yes. Hi, Kim. Hi, Inspired listeners. Hope you're having a fantastic day out there. It's kind of hard when you do a radio show and you try to connect people on three different coasts, the East Coast, the West Coast, and our right. guests are coming all the way live from Denmark. If you want to catch up on any of the great work we're doing here on Inspired Living Radio, you can visit us on our social media sites, which is Facebook and Twitter, Instagram and Google+. If you're on the Facebook page, it's a closed community of Inspired Living Radio. You'll have to ask to join to become an Inspired listener. If you're on the Twitter or Instagram platforms, just look for Inspired for Us. That is the number 4. And Google+ communities under Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. The encore shows will run throughout the week. So if you don't catch the live show today, and it's going to be a good one, you can go over to YouTube, marklanehart.com, SoundCloud, lovehurst.info, Podbean or iTunes, and all of our seasons, our last three seasons of Inspired Living Radio, are found on any of those platforms. If you want to work with me here in the Pacific Northwest of Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com, internet search The Intuitive Prospector, and if you are interested in doing a little hike, we're going to be out in the Forest Fridays this Friday up at the beautiful Denny Creek Trail doing a spiritual hike, meditations, Qigong. It's a lot of fun, so make sure to visit marklanehart.com for more information on that. And if you want to work with me directly through Facebook Live, I'm live every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Intuitive Prospector page for Metaphysical Mocha Mondays. Love to connect with you, hang out with you, do a little spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual gold. The Inspired Living Radio Positive Affirmation for the month of August. It's hard to believe that we're almost halfway through the month of August and summer is almost over. We like to give a positive affirmation every single month for all of our Inspired listeners. And this month it is, I have the power to change my story. I choose what I become. I have the power to change my story. I choose what I become. And this month's Inspired Living Radio Positive Affirmation is sponsored by affiliate Prime My Body Awareness, from soil to oil, and one of the best absorption rated nano enhanced hemp oils on the market, an all natural plant based supplement with no psychoactive highs and legal in all 50 states. From liquid hemp oil, hemp infused skin moisturizer, hemp protein superfood, or a simple liver detoxification system, start achieving your health and wellness goals naturally from the leaves and root stock of this amazing, healing, and ancient plant, hemp. Your health is your wealth. For more information, please visit awareness.primemybody.com. And they are the sponsor this month for our positive affirmation. So, Kim, we were having a little bit of technical difficulties getting all connected, but we've made it. Did I miss anything?
No, I think I think we got it all, Mark. I think we got it all.
All right. Well, let's dive into today's show, and I'll just read a little bit about today's guest and the book that we're going to be talking about. But we're going to be covering the topics of grief and happiness, balance and awareness, boredom, selflessness, loneliness, gratitude, silence, and thoughtfulness with the book, The Gate of Light, Ancient Healing Practices to Connect You to Your Source Energy. And our guest today is singer-songwriter and spiritual icon, Lars Muehl. I hope I'm saying that right, Lars. And we're going to discuss his book, The Gate of Light. And really, today's topic is, what motivates us? How do we create a balance between thoughts, words, and actions? How do we align ourselves in relation to our higher self and become the universal light beings we are meant to be? Well, Lars is going to enlighten us and educate us and guide us on this spectacular journey for the next 60 minutes as we learn about this book, The Gate of Light. Lars Muehl is a best-selling author and musician whose work has been translated into many languages. For many years, Lars was a successful singer and songwriter, and along with his interest in music, he studied the world religions and esoterica. Out of the blue, in 1996, he was struck by an unexplained illness. Boy, doesn't that happen. That shakening causes an awakening, doesn't it, Lars? Which neither doctors nor alternative therapists could diagnose. For 3 years, he was confined to his bed. 3 years. Unable to move. Through a friend, Lars was put in touch with a seer who, via telephone, brought him back to life. He regularly features on Watkins' Top 100 Most Spiritual Influential People. You can visit him at larsmuehl.com. He also has a Wikipedia page if you want to learn more about the work he's doing or the many books that he's written, The Seer, The Old Manuscript, The Magdalene. He's got a few of the books out there, and they're all wonderful. But, Lars, we just want to thank you for being on today's show, and welcome to Inspired Living Radio.
Thank
you for having me.
So let's start with your current book, because you have a couple books out there. You've been writing for a long time, and you were confined to your bed for 3 years. That's just – wow. That's I know chronic pain myself, but being confined to a bed – for 3 years, unable to move. Did they ever diagnose or ever find out what the unexplained illness was for you?
No, never.
Oh, interesting. So do you feel like that journey, that experience, that shakening that caused your awakening put you where you are today to be writing and talking and influencing the different topics that we're going to be talking about today?
Yes, definitely. Afterwards, of course, when I started working with the seer Calle de Montségur and became his apprentice, it all dawned on me slowly that one of the main reasons for me to being sick was that I had to change my directions, you know, mm-hmm. and I hadn't really had the guts to do it because I was so involved. Imagine that I have no schooling or anything. I just went into the very young, in the 60s, I became a musician and I was just traveling around, touring and doing that kind of life. So I was also at that time very, very successful in singer-songwriting and earned my living from that and had my identity from that. So suddenly I knew that I had to change, but I was not able to at the moment. So afterwards, when the CEO got me out of bed, he told me, the first time I met him, he asked me to go back home and just quit everything and do it in such a way that there was no chance for me to get back, you know. And I knew that was right, but of course I needed that kind of kick in my button, you know, in order to do it, you know, actually. So he was very instrumental for me to start my real life, and that was exactly what happened.
Yeah, so the seer became the mentor as well and got you to see it. You know, when we change the way we look at things, the things we look at start to change through the power of awareness, right? And being in your bed for 3 years, that's definitely powerful in changing your thoughts. That's everybody for the spiritual awakening. But we're glad that you're better. We're glad that you're not bedridden, that you're here today on Inspired Living Radio to talk about this new book, The Gate of Light. And I know that there's a background base, but I kind of want to talk about, you know, the book itself and what it describes about the ancient healing method used by the am I saying this right? The Essenes?
The Essenes.
Essenes. Okay. So because there's a big portion of the book about the Essenes from 2,500 years ago. But let's talk about just some of the let's talk about the Essenes. Who are they? What are they about? What the book is about? And get into the knowledge of these long forgotten practices, because I've always believed that we have the ability to heal from the inside out, and that nature is our greatest teacher, our greatest healer, and we can learn a lot from just connecting to nature.
Yeah. You know, I've been studying these things since I was 18 years old. Yes. And I started teaching or learning Aramaic, the language of Jesus, in the 80s. And I also started studying the Mary Magdalene in the 80s. So these things I have spent a lot of time studying all these things, you know. And especially when I started learning the Aramaic, I found the secret key to really understanding a lot of the things in New Testament that nobody seems to understand, or only a very few, because there's so much in there that is not understood properly.
Right.
And there are so many secrets there that is really, really important that we learn to know about today. And what a lot of people are not thinking about is, being Christian or not, is that Christianity wasn't invented at the time of Jesus. He had never heard about Christianity.
Right.
So the next question, when you realize that, you have to ask the question, where did he have all his knowledge from? And he was actually part of the Essene movement, who were a brotherhood that was located at the Dead Sea. And you have probably heard about the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
So these are the Essenes. And if you start reading about the Essenes and what their writings, you will find so many similarities to the teachings of Jesus. And the exact spot where he was baptized by John the Baptist, who was also in an Essene, it's only 10 kilometers from that spot that the University of the Essenes were at. So they were healers, they were seers, they knew everything about the stars and herbs and stones, you know, and whatever. And they were very, very respected by everybody else at that time. So more and more scholars have accepted that Jesus was, that was where he got his knowledge and where he was taught to be what he was. You should remember that the Essenes, they expected the Messiah. That was the whole purpose of the Essenes. They expected their teacher of righteousness. And Yeshua, or Jesus, was that teacher of righteousness, or Messiah. And when they found him, they kind of disintegrated, you know, and became followers of him and helpers of him. But within their brotherhood, they had some very, very important healing methods. And they also knew everything about how they had a special, a special thing they did. They called the Chariot of Fire, which meant that they were actually they
like
could
a,
leave
like a ritual they, kind of thing. Or?
Yeah. Yes, and they could leave their bodies, you know, and travel everywhere. And just think about today, we are sending rockets out in outer space in order to see if there's life out there. Mm-hmm. If you have met one of these people and told them, listen, we have a spaceship out here, would you like to come with us out there? They would tell you, why should we bother to enter a piece of junk like this? Mm-hmm. We have been traveling anywhere we want. This is something we have done always, and so it's an old recipe, you could say, about how to travel wherever you want, and it doesn't matter where you are.
Yeah,
it's all about the opportunities that mankind was given that we have just forgot all about them. So the Gate of Light is a sequel to my book, The Law of Light, mm-hmm. who tells all about what these people were doing and how they did it. It means that you are not just push a button, you know, and then you go. You have to prepare yourself. It's not just some kind of New Age book that you read and then you're able to do things. It really takes an effort for you. It means that you start to practice every day, meditating, doing exactly know what prayer is all about, know about all these things that people have misunderstood for thousands of years, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, to sit down and pray to some God that is somewhere up in the sky, somewhere. I mean, these people knew that what Yeshua also was trying to tell us, that the kingdom of heaven is within you. And from that kingdom, you can connect to any place you want to go.
Yeah.
You just need to connect to that inner kingdom in order to do it. And that is exactly what the Gate of Light is all about.
Awesome. Well, we're going to go to our very first break. We're going to come back. We're going to get into more detail about the Gate of Light. I love it. No boundaries, no limits, the spaceships of our mind, and how to reconnect to the vastness that is that of consciousness. So we're going to be back here in 2 minutes with our very special guest today, Lars Muehl, talking about the Gate of Light. This is Inspired Living Radio. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim, and our special guest today, calling in all the way from Denmark, Lars Muhl, as we talk about his book, The Gate of Light, Healing Practices to Connect You to Source Energy. Lars, thank you for being here with us today. And I do want to encourage our Inspired listeners to call us live if you've got questions at 202-570-7057, or you can also send through your questions on Facebook if you have them. This is a fascinating topic, Lars. Is just before we went to break, you covered a very pivotal, I think, thing here, where you talk about the kingdom being inside, because I think that's one of the things that causes us so much suffering is the separation that we live in here in our lives, until we realize that it is inside, that everything is not outside of us, but rather inside, in the kingdom being one of them. So how is it? As people say, well, how do you connect to that? You know, everybody wants to reach the kingdom of heaven, let's say, or the kingdom. How do we connect to that part of us, that part of us that's within us?
By practicing and practicing and practicing day in and day out for years. And, you know, when people come to me and ask for help, as they do, I find that not very many people have the guts or the you know, the time for doing it, you know. So there's really no other way, you know. There's no quick fix as such. It is hard work, but if you stick to it, you'll be successful. And this is something everybody can do. Everyone can do it. You know, my teacher, the seer, he was able to diagnose people on the phone. It didn't matter if they were on the other side of the globe, and he could also heal them afterwards by connecting his inner kingdom with theirs. But it was something that he had been training and training and training for years. So working with him, being his apprentice, one of the first thing he wanted me to understand is that just a ordinary thing as to be precise, you know. Not 5 minutes to 10. If you want to meet 10 o'clock, it's not 5 minutes to or 5 minutes after 10. You have to be completely on the spot. Because if you cannot be on the spot here, how do you reckon you can be on the spot there, over there, you know? And he was very rigid in that kind of way, in a completely new way that is for me at that time. And slowly, slowly, I learned that if you want to be serious, you have to take things seriously. If you just think this is a joke, okay, you can joke about it, and your life will probably be a joke. But if you really want to go into this, I mean, you cannot buy a book. If you want to learn to ride a bike, there's no book that can learn you how to ride it. You must hop on the bike yourself, and until you can find the balance, you must go up and down until you learn it. What you can read is the traffic rules. So all spiritual, good spiritual books, that is, if you have a really, really good spiritual book, is actually just talking about the traffic rules. The rest of it, you need to experience yourself. Because my experience is my experience. You have to experience your own things yourself. Because your experience is unique. I mean, there's not anything I can tell you that could be more or higher or deeper than your own experience. So this was something the CEO, my teacher, taught me, and that he could tell me a lot of things, but if I didn't experience them myself, they had no value. They were just tales, you know, stories. So that is really what it's all about. And I think this is the message to people in the Western world, in societies as us, in democracies, where we are used to, when you open the tap for cold water, you expect cold water come out. If you open the hot water, you expect the hot water to come. But maybe one day they are opposite, and you are just pissed off. You're just frustrated. Anything can frustrate us. And now we are asked to just go in and balance everything. You can actually be in any situation. You can even be in the middle of the Oval Office with your current president and harmonize things there, because when we read about it over here, it seems to be a troublesome place to be. But you can actually, with the vibes that you are creating from your inner kingdom of heaven, you can harmonize anywhere you go. You can create peace around you. It's just about what you choose to do, how you choose to use your powers, because everyone of us are capable of doing this. We have the powers. We just have to first believe it, then to cleanse ourselves, and then to start practicing it.
Yes. And, you know, Lars, you touch on some great points, because the human side of us, we do want quick answers, and we want the work to be done first. We want to be shown how to do it, and we're not committed. This has got to be important enough to each one of us that we are actually committed to doing this. And that's where, you know, it's got to be that important to us. And that's where the human side of us falls short a lot of times.
But that was exactly why I had to lie down for 3 years, because I read everything, every book you can get hold of, but I didn't practice, you know. So when I met the seer, he hadn't read anything. He only practiced. So, you know, we were the perfect match. We could really help.
Interesting.
Yeah. So from him, I learned that practice was everything. I can read all the books. And I love to read the books. I'm really a reader, but it won't really take me anywhere. It can inspire me. But I must do the work myself. Nobody would do it for me.
Yes, that's right. And then when you experience it, then you can believe it. It becomes your truth. It's not just a concept out there that you're reading about or somebody's telling you about. That's very important for us. As humans, we need to experience things firsthand so that it becomes our truth. Now, let me ask this, and I find it very interesting how you said, you had to stay in bed for 3 years. That's sometimes we have to have things taken away from us, and health being one of them, in order to get us to where we need to be. Otherwise, we just continue on the way we've been doing things. And, you know, sometimes we're very stubborn like that. So, you know, we'll have to have things taken away in that way. Now, when you talk about the inner kingdom, would that be the same as our higher self, or is that different?
Yeah, you could say that. It is definitely connected, those things. But, you know, it would be too much to go into details in this program. But this is actually what my book is all about. It shows or inspire you to, you can use those old tools, and it's done, you know, step by step, so you can really take Buddhism. Okay, this is something I would like to practice. I mean, you can practice many things, but here I give you what I have worked with for many, many years, and I know this works, you know. So this is just something that I offer, I want to share with those who are concerned. And if you think that it appeals to you, please go ahead and experience what it does to, for you. And I can guarantee you that if you stick to with it, you will open up your own healing powers, and you will open up your intuition, because there is, as my teacher taught me, if we don't use our intuition, if we don't trust our intuition, it won't trust you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's something that we need to get used to doing, because I think so many of us, even who do this work professionally, we can doubt ourselves. Practices that are in place to help us, you know, trust that wise part of us that does hold all of the wisdom it is that we need is, it takes time. And I like how you're just straightforward and say, this is years of practice. This isn't an overnight thing where you wake up the next morning. That's what evolution is all about. And people, that goes against what the human side of us wants. We want everything fast and easy. But here, to access your inner kingdom, that you're going to earn every last bit of it based on the work and the commitment it is that you put forth in this process.
You know, it doesn't mean that you cannot experience, immediate healing. Like, for example, I have this is something I've seen many times, that, for example, people have come to me, a mother comes with her child, the child is sick, and I ask the mother, please put your hand on the place, the stomach where the pain is, and just ask for help to get this child healed. Are you a Christian? Yes, the woman was a Christian. Ask Jesus to help you. And within, mm-hmm. like this, the pain is gone. That woman, from that moment on, when she experienced this is actually happening, she now is so filled up with optimism that this could actually be done, that she's much more inspired to go and practice and widening her whole aspect, you know, because we humans, we were given so many gifts that it's really ridiculous that we are not using them, because mm-hmm. a lot of people have told us that it cannot be, and this is not right, and this is not true, and this is a sin, or this is blasphemous, or whatever crazy people try to close us down, you know. But we are here to help each other by any means, mm-hmm. you know. And we have mm-hmm. the healing abilities, so why not use them? We have the ability to travel wherever we want. So it's just about opening up, and instead of saying, no, this cannot be, because if you say so, it cannot be. You know, you need mm-hmm. to go. I wish you had seen my teacher at work, because he was able to, if I gave him a name of you, for example, and he had never met you, he would within very, very 2 minutes give me a complete explanation of who you were on all levels, physical, psychic, and spiritual.
Oh, boy. Right. And
this is something that can be done, you know. This is something that everybody can learn. It is to read the Book of Life, to go and read the Book of Life.
Yes. So Lars, what, you know, these practices, this ancient healing method that you explain in your book, mm-hmm. what are some of the benefits? Like, people are listening to this and everything sounds good. What if you could give a few key points of what it was, the benefits that they would experience, what would that be?
The benefits is on many levels. first of all, it is the actual, where do you want to direct your healing? If it's, is it a distant healing? You can direct it in to a certain person. And the best thing is to see if it works. Is if it works, wow, you are on the right track. Or you need some more practicing. Sometimes we don't get what we want, but always what we need. This is the main rule of spiritual healing. And sometimes you don't find out before maybe a week or 2 weeks later, oh, something actually happened that changed everything, you know? So healing is many things, you know. And another benefit is that every time you spend time practicing, and if you are doing healing for somebody somewhere, it also comes back to you because everything you send out returns to you. So it has a double benefit. And this is the main rule also when the disciples, they ask Jesus, Master, can you tell us where we are, where will everything end? And he said, if you know the beginning, you'll know the end. Because the Essenes knew that everything must one day return to its origin, meaning that everything you send out will also return to you. Just think, just for 1 second, think if every human being on earth lived by that rule, that everything they send out will return to them. Just think about what paradise we will live in. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Yeah.
That would be wonderful. And you know, I love this message here because so many people don't recognize that as even a possibility, or they don't see their own ability to have that part to play that role in what it is you're describing.
You know, it's because we have to.
And just hold that thought, Lars. We're going to go into our final break here. Stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
All right, inspired listeners, welcome back to Inspired Living Radio on another Wisdom Wednesday as we welcome our special guest, internationally known singer, songwriter, and spiritual icon, Lars Muehl, talking about his new book, The Gate of Light. Lars, I heard you whistling away. Did you like that as far as... Fun. I love it. So let's get back into the book, pick up where we left off right before the commercial break there, talking all about your book, talking about the power that's within, talking about the discipline of the mind and meditation. I like how you said if we don't trust our intuition is not going to trust us. I find that so much to be true with my own journey and my own daily meditative practice. And let's keep this topic rolling. I love it. Where can people pick up this book? Where's the best place for folks to find our inspired listeners to find this book?
I think wherever you find your books, in a bookshop or Amazon or wherever, I don't know. That's where I would go.
Okay, so all the major outlets, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Is it also an audio book? Is it available for audio?
I'm sorry, I don't know. It's Watkins Publishing in London. I don't read it out, so.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of times if it's an audible book, you'll actually be the narrator of it. So if you haven't narrated it actually in an audible, then it's probably not an audible. I've just been doing a lot of audible downloads for books lately, just listening while I'm commuting, so versus the actual book. And that's kind of where we're at in the digital age, right? Energy, frequency, vibration, and all about the digital age. So let's pick up where we were right before the break, and let's continue the conversation on the Gate of Light. Oh, Lars, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
So you were talking about right before the break, talking about the practices and the self-healing, and I just wanted to pick that back up because we cut you off there to go to break.
Oh yeah, I don't remember now. You know where we were. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, it's
we're in the ethers. We're all over the place, right?
Yeah. It's just I'm talking a lot. You know, words are cheap. You know, anybody can say anything. You know, what it really matters, as I said before, is how you experience things. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, it's just nice with a little piece of quiet. And sometimes I think it's nice with a little bit of whistling. I really like that tune, you know. It really haunts me, you know, now. All day, you know. So this is another way of meditating, you know, to pick up on something and just stay with it, you know. I like to practice everywhere I go. I like to practice when I'm down at a supermarket, maybe standing, waiting in a queue, you know, that's a perfect place because, you know, there's so much stress there and often, you know, a lot of, you know, fuss going on. So you can actually try and change everything with your attitude, you know, and how you can send out vibrations that slowly change tenseness, you know, and a tense situation and people who are actually screaming at their child or at each other, you know, you can actually see how they suddenly become very, very softens up and everything calms down, you know. And it's such a satisfaction to just see how things can be done, you know, if you have the right attitude towards it. I also sometimes practice something that I learned from the seer, how to be invisible, you know, and that's really interesting because if you don't need anybody's, attention and you don't need their recognition or anything, you are actually free. You can, you don't have to make a noise about you where you go. You are actually free of all the noise, you know. And I think a lot of meditation is actually to free ourselves from the noise that we have created and surrounded ourselves with, you know, all our crazy thoughts about this and that, and oh, I must do this, and why didn't mm-hmm. that happen, and where's all the money gone, and you know, all these crazy things. Mm-hmm. So I think wherever you are actually able to try and establish something that can change all that and just calm it down, you know, being silent.
Yeah, I like to say that meditation is the clarifier for the cloudy mind, and there's a lot of truth to that. And I always say that you can gain so much more by listening, feeling, and observing. And I too try to practice when I'm out in the chaotic society of here of the United States that we seem to find ourselves in. And I'm always just observing and watching, and I think people could learn from that. But the power of meditation, I always say, is the clarifier for the cloudy mind, and I definitely recommend people. It changed my life, you know, it helped me change my thoughts, which helped change my life to put me on this path. And in the book, you know, you talk in The Gate of Light, you talk about some practical tools as well, as along with meditations and visualizations, and I'm a big believer in manifestation, what we put out, the vibration comes back. But what would be some other practical tools that folks could take away from this book and get some really good nuggets out of the Gate of Light?
In that specific book, I have shared a lot of my own experiences, for example, meeting the Dalai Lama, or, you know, working with the seer and different stuff from there, you know, or when I met my dead father, or, you know, it's all based around a certain old Essene prayer, the Chariot of Fire prayer, and how to go about it, and how to dedicate yourself to it, and how to understand what you're doing. Everything that you do, you need to understand the value of it. And because we seem to forget that everything we say, all our thoughts, everything create vibrations in the ether. And it leaves behind a mark, whatever we do. So whatever we give energy will leave a mark in the Book of Life. And mostly, we must be honest, most of us create more noise than is to our, you know, advantage. So there's a lot of to be learned just to try to be more free of noise, you know, and not be so noisy. And just not to be too hard on yourself, but be aware all the time that what is it that we create right now? What is it that I'm creating right now? And if it's not any good, I should try to find ways to stop it, you know, or to transform it so it can be more proactive, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I like how you say right now as far as the magic in the moment. I teach a lot on finding the magic in the moment and planting seeds today for the future you want tomorrow. Because in reality, the future is not real. Our imagination that we put our imagination into creates that future, right? Just like the past is no longer real. We can't go back and grab it or measure it. But our memories make that past come alive. And I also like how you talk about how we judge ourselves, our own opinion of ourselves, how heavily we can judge ourselves. So if we could just talk a little bit more about that as far as the harshness that people really put a lot of pressure on themselves and judge themselves, and they're not living up to the fulfillment of what society thinks that we should be doing, I guess. But, you know, the spiritual path is much different than the physical journey in modern society, I guess, is where I'm going with this.
I think if we need to understand that everything is connected, and when you judge yourself, you judge other people as well, and vice versa. If you judge other people, you judge yourself. So it's to be less judgmental is something to work on, and maybe because it's so easy to see the wrong thing in other people, you know, the bad thing in other people, it's much more difficult to try to find the good things, you know, and try to stay with them, because that will open up the, and it's like ripples to throw a stone in a pump, and right. all the and all the ripples that start moving, you know, and that this is something we should concentrate on, to throw that stone in a positive way and see how the ripples just spread, you know. This is something I believe in.
Yeah, no, I'm right in line with you. A lot of times, for a reminder for me, one of my mantras is be humble or get humble, because the universe and life tends to show us and humble us if we're not in that humble approach to life. And then the other thing that comes to mind is, like you said, when we are judging ourselves and we're judging others, I think about when we point the finger at somebody and we're literally saying, you, but there's literally three fingers pointing back at us. And so that's always just a good reminder of my own judgment, my own opinion, right?
Exactly, yeah. But I can only, what I really can, the only thing I can say about the book of I think the two books go together, the Law of Light and the Gate of Light. If you really want to dig into the Aramaic language of Jesus and see what a difference it makes, also in order, if you want to go deeper on the question about Mary Magdalene and Jesus, this is there, because it's all there, you know. If you think that it's something completely new about Mary the Magdalene, and it's always been there, it's been just right in front of us, and with the key to unlock the secrets, you can also read it. You can go into the New Testament. And the good thing is, the good news is, I've done all the work for you. Yeah. So you don't have to study Aramaic in order to do it. Because I reckon this is my work. You know, this is something I have to do together with other people, of course. But we are doing it because you are doing something else. Yes? Yeah. And this is what I have to share with you. And you can share what you're doing with me, you know. So in that way, everybody gives to the common good, and those who want to follow the Aramaic path of Jesus and see how fantastic teaching that is hidden within scriptures that you have known for so long and always wondered, yeah, but where is the missing link? It's right in there, and there's a lot of missing links, and now everybody can go and read about them.
And would you find in your studies of all the different religions and all the books, you've got Magdalene, you've got the Grail, you've got the Gate of Light, you've got the Seer, you got the O Manuscript. In all of your research of religions, did you find a constant thread? Did you find a consistency that all religions seem to have? I know it's the power of love, obviously, but I'm just curious. Yeah. From a spiritual standpoint, if there was one resounding thing that trended through all the different religions.
Oh, yeah, of course, yes. But as Dalai Lama says, if you are born in a Christian society, why are you fiddling around with Buddhism? You should stick to esoteric Christianity and go deeper, not only what the church wants to tell you, but go deep. Because it's all in there, you know, and there's a reason for you to be born into it. If you are not born into Christianity or into something else, stick to that. If you're Jew, stick to your Judaism or whatever, you know, because there is a purpose for that. And if you don't find what you're looking for in the church, which a lot of people doesn't, that's why they go somewhere else. Now there is a book. But there's two books for you to read that can take you the next step much deeper into what Christianity is really all about. And that is the book of the Gate of Light and the Law of Light, those two books.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm definitely going to be checking them out. I always love these type of reads. And another one that comes to mind is the Gnostic Gospel According to St. Thomas, which is a fascinating take on what Jesus was talking about outside of the Bible context. So I definitely will be checking out these books. What was it like to meet the Dalai Lama as we get ready to close the show? Just I seen a picture of him holding your first book. What was that like for you?
It was amazing, you know, because I really didn't expect anything like that. So I was going to present him to 4,000 people in Copenhagen, and nobody had told me the procedure, you know, how to. And suddenly he was just there. So I was completely impulsive, opened my arms, and he came and lay his head on my shoulder, and I kissed him on the head. And every time he passed me by, he wanted me to kiss him, you know.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So as we get ready to close the show, Lars, who in...
You disappeared there.
Oh, sorry. I was saying, who inspires you, and what are you currently reading as we get ready to close the show?
I'm very much into the Quakers. I think the Quakers are very interesting because, I'm really into that. That's a extinction of, they are connected to the Essenes also. So I'm into that at the moment.
Interesting. And who inspires you?
My teacher.
Your teacher, the seer. Awesome, Lars. Well, thank you so much. You are the inspired and the inspiration of Inspired Living Radio. We appreciate you being on with us today. What a
thank
fantastic
you for being with
topic.
Yeah.
A great book. We'd love to have you back and continue the conversation later in the year or even in 2019 and continue the conversation.
Thank you very much.
Very interesting topic. But
are you playing your tune again?
We are getting ready to close the show. Different tune this time, so
okay.
no whistling, but we'll leave you with that.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Lars. Until our next soul adventure, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.